Welcome to Wheels World, your wheel overall, powered by 3Gen Physical Therapy and Sports Performance Institute. Every week we'll be coming to you with this podcast addressing current events, sports, and mental health. We hope that you sit down with us and listen to the show and maybe you take some useful information from it. And I hope you're having a blessed one. And away we go. Everybody, hope you're doing okay this morning. It's Thursday morning, and I'm just getting up and getting ready to move around. And haven't talked to you all in a little bit because we've been kind of busy, had a lot of going on. But there's a couple things I wanted to share with you all today. I was talking to an actual student of mine, and we were talking about, you know, wisdom and, you know, and a lot of different things as far as like info and advice. And I wanted to touch on a little bit of that conversation. And today's episode will be entitled, How to Seek Wisdom. And I'm going to break it up into three parts. I'm going to first touch on the main thing that I think kind of leads you down the path of wisdom, which is patience, or the ability to be able to be still, right? That's the first piece. I think the second piece is even more important, which is the ability to be able to listen. So after you're there and you're patient, you know, you also have to have the ability to be able to listen. And then lastly, the ability to be able to verify. All right. So let's talk about the first part. I think that in this generation, or during this time, there's a lot of things happen quickly. So as a result, you have a lot of impatience where people tend to, you know, not want to actually take time. They want things to happen very quickly. And so instant gratification, instant validation is usually a thing that kind of sort of trumps everything. So you don't want to have to take the time to go seek out, you know, the information on your own. If it's not in front of your face, if somebody haven't validated it already to you that this is the right way to approach something, then a lot of times, a lot of people won't even bother. And there's just a whole, you know, thing of how the world is kind of sort of set up now. You know, the internet is at your fingertips, so any question you have, you can search Google and it gives you an answer. But I think a lot of people don't realize that when you put the question in Google, it's common language, which means that they're going to find things that fit exactly what you're saying. And so you're going to hear a lot of the same stuff. But within that, you're not going to get any true substance sometimes. And for the most part, it's just something as simple as you can ask the question of how to change the tire, right? And they'll say, well, you know, get a jack, make sure you're on a flat, you know, area, make sure you got your car in park. Make sure you have your actual car not jacked up before you break the bolts, you know, and so on and so forth. They don't ever mention when it's raining, you're on the side of the road, your jack is very small, you have to actually deal with rocks that sit underneath your jack, your actual parking brake is in, but they don't tell you about the emergency brake piece because you know why? They're trying to give you the most common basic way to actually change a tire. And as a result, a lot of us are read that and never truly understand how to change a tire because the question that we're asking or what we're seeking is really not in the question we typed in. So instead, we don't go seek information the right way. You know, we don't get specific enough with the question we're asking, so our patience tends to wane. Once we find something, oh, that's the answer, okay, move on. We don't have the patience to be able to dive deeper. And that's because a lot of times we don't communicate with each other. I think a lot of things that don't happen that should happen now is kind of due to the fact that people don't really go out and meet each other, you know, or socialize collectively. A lot of socialization is through an actual platform of some kind, right? So people don't go and really sit with you know, the people who careers they want to actually, you know, do in their future. If you're a kid or you're a young adult, you're trying to figure out what you want to do, you don't really go work the job or follow the person on the job. You don't really go and ask the person who's doing the job their input or their information, because that takes time from your day. So your patience is not there. In order for you to get the answers you're seeking, you have to have the patience to figure out who does what you're trying to do, one. And then having the actual, you know, thing of pushing your pride to the side and going to ask the question and being willing to sit by the campfire and let them give you as much information as possible, because they'll give you a lot of nuggets, which then will intrigue you to be able to go and say, okay, I need to go do this thing. So that leads into the second part, listening. You have to submit your brain and yourself to the ideal of, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know the answer to the question I'm about to ask. And even if you do have some information, take it out of your brain. And what you want to do is really focus on just listening and absorbing everything you possibly can from what they're saying, and having the open mind in order to be able to put that in your actual file cabinet. Because if you're not listening intently with intention, right, then you're going to miss something, because you're going to listen to a certain point. Once you get an answer you think is enough, you turn it off. But you won't get all the other filler, because at some point in time along your journey, whatever you're trying to accomplish, if that's job-wise, trying to seek a career, if that's football, basketball, trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B, is that somebody who's trying to be better in that marriage, somebody who's trying to be better actually just in society and how to contribute to the community, if you're not listening, you're going to miss the most important information that takes you from step one to step two to step three, step four, because the person in question, person you're asking is probably giving you all the steps. You know, one of the things that I used to do when I was in clinic and I was around people who were supposed to be helping me become a better doctor of physical therapy, I would have a little notepad that fits in my pocket. And every time they get to talking about something informative, I would write it down. And I had a clinical instructor ask me one time, he was like, why are you writing when I'm talking? I said, oh, because everything you say is of value. And the guy looked at me, he was like, I never had somebody do that. And what I'm trying to say to you all is that I'm not saying pull out a notepad, but what I'm saying is that figure out the best way for you to be able to listen and recall what was being said. And the way I did it was actually write down what was said, and then I would review it later. And I still review those same notepads to this day when it comes to my profession. So to be honest with you, a lot of stuff I have a leg up on, because the problem I face or that I run into, I know how to actually get to the information I need to get to in order to be able to lead me to something else to answer the question. So it gives me an edge, because although the first piece of the information that was told to me, I took it, I also took all the other information that I never had an idea when I was going to use it, and I kept it in my file cabinet. So listening is the second part to this. You have to dump what you think you know and absorb everything that they know. Okay? And that could be through a podcast like you're listening now. That could be through an actual YouTube video. It could be through an actual, just a simple sit down and chat with a person and doing what you're doing, you know, and being willing to actually listen. And that leads me to the last part. Verify. Everything that's said to you, you can go verify. You should verify. And verify is not just saying, well, let me ask somebody else to see if they see what was said was correct. No, verify in your vision of what you're trying to do. Meaning that if you're trying to go do something, this person said you need to do A, B, C, and D. You need to go and try to verify by doing it, because it puts you responsible for action. So you're not always trying to get the question of, hey, somebody told me to do this. I think I should do this. No, go verify. Well, let's go find more information on this particular topic. Well, that means, hey, I need to go actually apply this approach to what I'm trying to accomplish now. You know, whatever that is, you need to go verify that, right? And by doing so, what happens is that now you've started to become more informed on what you truly have to accomplish and how the information that you were given applies to what you're trying to do. I think a lot of us don't want to verify because guess what that requires? An extra step. And we wonder why we end up short. Like, for instance, in politics, right? We vote for somebody who has an actual stance on something. We believe that stance is proper. It aligns with our ideas. But then we don't ever go back and verify to see that they vote their constituents. For anybody who doesn't know what a constituent is, it's basically you. You voted them in office to represent you and your ideas because what they were talking about aligned with you. Because I think what you don't realize is that a lot of people who are actually in those positions, they have actual ideologies. They don't have morality. They're not trying to make decisions about things that are better for the whole or the moral compass of, hey, these people asked me to do this thing. I'm going to serve these people. I'm not going to serve myself in the majority and give them 10% of what they want. I'm actually going to serve them. So we never go verify. Like, we don't hold any type of accountability for the people who we deem to represent us, but then we won't actually hold any accountability for ourselves when we're taking the information that we receive from a person we asked a question to in order to apply to what we're trying to do. We won't go actually apply it ourselves and verify and see if it works. Because we're questioning everything, which is fine, but at what point in time when the question that you ask is answered that you're going to actually try to act upon it? Because the whole thing of seeking wisdom is being able to get your pride out the way, sit still, and actually go dive into the thing that you're trying to learn more about. And being able to not just Google it, but also being able to go ask people who are actually living it. Because there are a lot of things that Google leaves out. There's a lot of things that Yahoo leaves out. There's a lot of things that actually even podcasters leave out. You know, because right now, even I'm talking to you, I'm leaving out some pieces of how to gain wisdom because I have to make it digestible for you. I can't talk 30, 40 minutes of this is how wisdom is going to have to give it to you in pieces. So if you're trying to seek wisdom on something you're trying to accomplish, you have to be patient and ask the right people, listen so you can receive the information, and then verify. If you do those three things to start with, you will start gaining more wisdom, and you'll realize that a lot of the times you are missing out on a lot of things that are right there in front of you because you didn't really organize how you're going to approach that interaction in your head. I just gave you the keys to the kingdom. Now time for you to go apply. For everybody who's hearing this, it's a sign of my voice. I'm hoping you all are having a blessed week. I hope your week is actually going well. I'm hoping that your actual time that I've actually taken from you today was worth it, that you valued what I said. And in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I will keep dropping content. I will definitely keep doing what I'm doing. I appreciate everybody who's been listening of late. And I really hope that everybody continues to listen. And with that being said, I hope you have a blessed one. I'll catch you in the next one.